ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A three-year pandemic-related suspension of student loan payments is over. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The White House is rolling out a new program to try to lower Americans' payments based on their monthly incomes. The Education Department is also allowing for a one-year grace period where borrowers can't be held delinquent on their loans.
Hurricane cleanup in Florida is underway. How's this Labor Day weekend going to feel? Flood watches for Las Vegas and nearby areas. Another heat wave in the Midwest. Upper 90s. That heat moving into the east Monday and Tuesday. That say the forecasters. The Atlantic Coast Conference goes cross-country, voting to add Stanford, California, and SMU next year. Creates a fourth super conference in college sports. A federal judge has struck down a Texas law requiring age verification and health warnings to view porn websites, and it blocked the state attorney general's office from enforcing it. The judge says it violates free speech and too broad and vague. Texas AG's office says it'll appeal. This is ABC News. Will they or won't they? Tomorrow, President Biden heading to Florida to tour the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia, but there's an open question as to whether he will see Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, the cleanup is just getting underway.
Days after Idalia made landfall along Florida's west coast as a Category 3, residents return to see what's left. One of the hard-hit communities, Cedar Key. Local business owner Amy Firestein says she worries for the area's future.
We need a little bit of help right now. Some of the residents have lost their homes. People have lost their businesses, their livelihood. We need a little bit of help. And it's going to take a little bit of time to rebuild, but we'll rebuild.
President Biden will tour some of the destruction Saturday when he travels to the region. The White House is also asking Congress to approve more disaster relief funding. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
In Hawaii, vigils and ceremonies are taking place all over the state to honor the 115 people who died in the wildfires in Maui. There are still many people listed as missing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look
look like now?
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. It's an important day to celebrate the hardworking people of Wisconsin. And Civic Media's Earl Ingram will be broadcasting live this Monday, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee.
But so many unions disappeared. And it's the reason, it's one of the main reasons why the standards of living in this country has dissipated.
Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day at Labor Fest in Milwaukee, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Better than mansplaining. What do you think?
Mansplaining was pretty good, but erectile dysfunction.
So it's easy to roll your eyes at a Zoom meeting. You're like, I'm sorry, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been like hiding my phone, like texting. You're petting a bunny. The bunny's serene, not really going to make a lot of noise. You know, I think it has something to do with that, right?
More so than a cat?
Well, see, cats have attitude problems.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to your Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin before the Labor Day weekend. And we're going to have some fun today. Matt Miller's going to be here for his monthly pop culture update. Pat Kreitlow is chiming in at 10:30 for our crossover Civic Media Host Fridays. We'll hear his best, worst, and weirdest of the week. And then we have a good Am I the Sphincter? And little, it's a good one as far as, like, what do you do when your kid's a bully? Like, how do you punish when your kid is the one who is bullying? How do you handle that as far as making sure they know how serious it is? So that's coming up at 11. We got Brewers tickets to give away. So at 10:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away. At 11:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away for Sunday's game against the Phillies at 12 p.m. Which, what's the weather going to be like on Sunday? Is it supposed to be so nice? Today is beautiful.
I think it's supposed to be really, really nice out. So, I mean, I won't be here for it, of course. I'll be in sunny Indiana. Yeah. Oh my gosh. 95 inside.
It's gonna be hot. Real hot.
Geesh.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear that sunscreen, people. Wear them hats. Wear the big hats. Gentlemen, wear hats.
How are you doing, Greg Bach?
I'm great. I'm really looking for, I got a weekend coming up. I'm going out of town. It's the once a year family reunion with my wife's side of the family. And we're going to have a great time. This time tomorrow, I'm going to probably be stuck in the middle of Chicago traffic. But you know what? A few hours
after
that.
On a Saturday, don't you think most of the traffic would be today?
The construction. There's huge construction happening, and there's just gigantic pieces of equipment. So I don't think they'll be working because it's a holiday weekend. But just the equipment being there in the middle of 94 as you enter into downtown, not downtown Chicago, but just the past Cicero, it just stops. Cicero.
Well, it makes me think of Chicago.
Yeah.
That's where she kills. Never mind.
Well, no, go. What's this one?
Have you seen the musical Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
And there's in Cicero. That's all it makes
he
me think
He had
about.
It coming.
Yeah, exactly.
He had
go.
It
you know.
Coming. I love that song. I love that song.
Anyways, so that's, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Hang out with my little nieces. They're adorbs. They're getting tall and older now, so I'm just waiting for the year where I walk in. They'll be like, that's fine. And they walk back upstairs, and I don't see them for 48 hours.
Yeah, that's... I don't know many people who have a preteen girl who whenever I go, oh, how's 13 going? They're like, ugh.
You know what's interesting? And I'm sure that my sister, being the mother of my niece, will have a different idea. But I never felt like even, I mean, because usually teenagers, kids, they don't hold that sort of like apathy or boredom of adults away from anybody. But whenever I would see the niece and the nephew growing up, even in those 12, 13, 14, 15 years, run to the door, hug you, how you doing, miss you. You know, there was always like, it was never just like walk past you with a phone in their hand and just be like, sup, bro, and then walk away.
Well, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I am very lucky.
All right. Well, I wanted to start with the GOP's proposed solution to childcare affordability. Thought we'd just run through and give it an honest once over of what they're proposing of how to handle the childcare affordability problem. And overall, it seems like their solution is not more money, which is what Democrats have been asking for as far as continuing to fund childcare counts with over, I think it's like $360 million. This, there's a package of six bills from Republicans that are getting circulated. They're looking for co-authors right now. And I just thought we'd just go through them and let people say whether or not they think this would help the situation.
Okay.
We'll go.
All right. Yeah.
So the first one is creating a pre-tax savings account for $10,000 annually in childcare expenses for families. So it's like how an HSA works.
Yeah.
That covers like half the year?
Maybe.
Ish, depending. Maybe. Because I'm pretty sure one kid, half the year if you have one kid in childcare. Because I think most cost I have seen is like, or like prices I have seen is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 a month for one child.
Yep.
So it's a start. It is pre-tax, but
doesn't
get you that far.
Yeah.
There's another bill that lays out details for an interest-free revolving loan fund for the providers themselves, which would allow childcare facilities to borrow money interest-free. So it's not a grant. It would be a loan for renovations, which would allow them to expand capacity as far as having bigger, you know, places. But I don't know if this, at least from what I've read, and again, if you have more insight and more information, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if the problem has been the facility size. I think it's been how many people you can get to work for the wages that you can afford to pay them. So I don't know if that's been so much the problem. It's like, oh, we need to be able to get access to money to expand our facility. So that's the second one. The third is creating a new type of license for facilities to be known as large family care centers. So family daycare centers typically operate out of a provider's home, and the change would expand capacity by creating a category for such centers that care for between 4 and 12 children. So the large family centers would be prohibited from caring for more than 8 children at a time and who are 2 years or younger, an increase compared to current rules, which allows family centers to care for no more than 4 children at once who are under 2 years old. So this is the other thing that I've been hearing a lot from. It kind of gets into the rest of these. It's like deregulation is the problem. The reason why costs are high is because of how many, the rules saying how many kids can be taken care of under like what the ratio needs to be. And it also gets to the next one, which this one I really have a issue with. Lowering the minimum age from 17 to 16. The fact that it's already, you can be 17 and be like a certified childcare provider. I did not know that.
Because you're a child.
That already seems, why aren't you in high school?
Yeah.
But again, I'm welcoming pushback if someone can argue why it's better to have open up the doors for 16-year-olds to become assistant child care teacher or school age group leaders when I think they should be in high school. So it's lowering the minimum age from 18 to 16 years to providing sole supervision to a group of children. Sponsors say the change would alleviate Wisconsin's shortage of qualified childcare workers. I didn't know. Is there a huge amount of teenagers who are like, they just won't let me work. Yeah. They just won't let me be a, like, give childcare. I didn't know that that was That's the solution to where the bottleneck is of qualified providers.
It's just this, the common GOP solution is, instead of just giving more money and the obvious thing, let's rearrange all the rules and then high five ourselves like we did something. Like we actually came up with a solution that's worth anything.
The fifth one is increasing the maximum number of children allowed per worker, as well as the maximum number of children per age in group centers. So group centers could change their ratios of workers to children to match the average teacher-pupil ratio to in the local school district. Now, this is one I don't want to pretend that I know whether or not that is actually creating an artificial bottleneck. Because I do know that it has been, you know, like, for, especially for kids, like, the infant and toddler, which I will have soon enough, it's 1 to 4.
Yeah.
One person taking care of four kids seems like enough.
Yes.
And so increasing that ratio and thinking that that person is going to be able to still have enough like attention span for that many kids. Like watching one-year-old run around is hard when you have, like, I've been at parties where there's lots of adults around and you all, everyone thinks the other one is watching that kid.
Who's watching this child right like, now?
Who where did Jimmy go? Where's Jimmy?
Why?
Who was watching him? I thought you were watching him.
Oh, no. He ate something. He ate something.
And then finally, allowing a category of providers known as certified child care operators to care for as many as 6 children under the age of 7, regardless of whether the children are related to the provider. Under current law, those providers can care for up to 6 children, but no more than 3 who are not related to them. So none of this really has to do with the cost, in my opinion. It's, you know, a haphazard. We'll pay for a couple months. You know, we're not even paying for it, right? We'll give you tax-free access to pay for less than half a year, depending on how many kids you have.
We'll let you start your own savings account, too.
We'll let you get an interest-free loan if you need to expand your facility. And we'll let you hire teenagers and take care of more kids per employee. But this doesn't help the fact that most of the time, all they can afford to pay their employees is $12 an hour, which is definitely less than Culver's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is insufficient. If you say differently, I know we have a couple calls in line. We have to go to a break, so we're going to take them when we get back. If you say differently, I would love to hear from you. But I would also love to hear from you, because the first person who calls and tells us if they want to win the tickets for the Brewers game on Sunday at 12 and sit in the sun at 94 degrees. Give us a call and let us know your favorite way to spend a long weekend, whether that's traveling and getting out of town, whether that's doing housework and yard work. Let us know, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So two different prompts. If you want to win the tickets, you got to tell Greg, I'm here to call for the tickets. I would like to tell you what I like to do on a long weekend. If you have thoughts on this childcare proposal, we also want to hear that. Is this sufficient? Is this a start? Or is this just lip service? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back. All the facts that I've learned, I sat in the chairs and my synapses burned. The torture of chalk dust collects on my tongue. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my mass will get stripped as they come through.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related unionized legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Cephos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows around 64. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. A mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 70. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday. And highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn will be with you live right here on this same station in under 45 minutes. He is going to be the guest host of the Devils Advocates. Crudy and Dom are off today, so Matt Flynn will be guest hosting Devils from 4 until 6. I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media between 1 and 3. Normally, I have the high honor and privilege, as they say in Congress, to be the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct. Glad to have you along. Invite you to give a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, in for Matt Flynn this hour. He'll join us next hour. I want to bring up a subject that Matt has talked about extensively, and as have I, and we are in complete agreement on this. And I think it's a great example, even though I left the Republican Party back in 2011 over voter rights laws and other issues, quite frankly, since then. But look, I don't belong to the Democratic Party. I voted that way since 2012, but I don't belong to it. I consider myself a political independent. But this is a great example, this issue that we're going to get into, of an issue that traditionally, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, has been an issue of bipartisanship. And that is supporting our military men and women in uniform. I never served. One of the few regrets, honestly, that I have in my life. I came really close, actually, to, I won't get into the story right now, but as a senior in high school, I almost signed up for the Marines. I actually kind of regret that I didn't do that. But Matt Flynn served, and he served honorably in the United States Navy. And I served as the military liaison to former Congressman Scott Klug here in Madison, Wisconsin in the 90s for about 4 years. Had the privilege of working with our men and women in uniform both here in Wisconsin and in Washington, D.C. And what Tommy Tuberville, who Matt loves to refer to as Tommy Tuberville, I think he does it intentionally. People in politics, I mean, they're a great state senator from the Fox Valley, Michael G. Ellis. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. Longtime leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. And Ellis was famous. I never worked directly for him, but was around him a lot. Ellis was famous for looking at people on his staff or in the Senate Republican caucus, especially junior staff, and he'd say, "Do you work for me?" and then he'd call you by the wrong name intentionally. So like if he was calling Todd, he'd say, hey, Tom. And then you might get up the nerve to say, actually, Senator, it's Todd. Great. Thanks, Tom. Can you get me something? He called me the wrong name. It's just kind of a thing to let people know, hey, I'm in charge. So Matt likes to refer to Alabama Senator, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville as Tommy Tuberville. And I love it. So Tuberville is the one senator who is holding up these nominations currently on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For the first time in history, there are three vacancies. There is a vacancy for the Chief of Naval Operations. There is a vacancy for the Army Chief of Staff. And there is a vacancy for the Marine Corps Commandant. Three positions on the Joint Chiefs of Staff are vacant. And now that we're in September, September 1st, there is only 1 month left in the term of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, or Milley, I believe. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the person who oversees the entire Department of Defense, other than the Secretary of Defense itself, but the military side of this, the Joint Chiefs of Staff is up on September 30th. And unless Tommy Tuberville gets off his high horse and stops this nonsense of holding up these nominations because he has a hair about abortion, and also he's ticked off because the Space Force has been located in Colorado and he wanted it in Alabama. And by the way, new polls show in his own state, in Alabama, they've had it with their own U.S. Senate, even Republicans. They said enough is enough. And oh, and by the way, even though he's elected as a senator from Alabama, he lives in Florida. His main house is in Florida. So this guy isn't even living in the state that he was elected to represent. And he has the audacity, because you could do this, as Matt explains, one senator can muck up the whole thing by objecting to this. And is, and there are hundreds now of officers who are not allowed to transfer and to get their promotions because of Tommy Tuberville. And we're going to come back after this break. We're going to play you a clip. I was had the privilege of interviewing the Brigadier General of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, David May, a couple of weeks ago up at Volk Field. And Nate has dialed up the clip. We'll have it on the other side. And of course, you know, those who are in the military have to be very careful. They can't take a political side. And General May did just that. But I asked the general how this is affecting Wisconsin's military. And Nate has queued up that clip. We'll have it on the other side. But what do you think about this? Do you know somebody who's in the military? Are you a Blue Star family? Blue Stars are families who have immediate family who are in the military on active duty in areas of war. Are you a Gold Star family? Have you had the terrible loss of losing someone in a conflict, in a war, in the U.S. military? And remember, Republicans and Tuberville loved to praise and try to make themselves out to be the second coming in terms of support for the military. This is anything but. And it's sick. And it's got to stop. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back. Hopefully take your call. Maybe everybody, Nate, is on a holiday already. We'll see. But 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. This is Todd Allball in for Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn joins us at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Your calls. More on the other side. Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A three-year pandemic-related suspension of student loan payments is over. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The White House is rolling out a new program to try to lower Americans' payments based on their monthly incomes. The Education Department is also allowing for a one-year grace period where borrowers can't be held delinquent on their loans.
Hurricane cleanup in Florida is underway. How's this Labor Day weekend going to feel? Flood watches for Las Vegas and nearby areas. Another heat wave in the Midwest. Upper 90s. That heat moving into the east Monday and Tuesday. That say the forecasters. The Atlantic Coast Conference goes cross-country, voting to add Stanford, California, and SMU next year. Creates a fourth super conference in college sports. A federal judge has struck down a Texas law requiring age verification and health warnings to view porn websites. And it blocked the state attorney general's office from enforcing it. The judge says it violates free speech and too broad and vague. Texas AG's office says it'll appeal. This is ABC News.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Laborfest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in, guest hosting this last half hour of Matt Flynn, direct. Matt himself will be here, rest assured, just an hour later than normal. Why? Because Dom and Critty are taking a day off, well-deserved day off. And the great Matt Flynn, by the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Nate. I know you're new to Civic Media, but Nate Wagehouse, our engineer here, I have been the self-proclaimed president of the Matt Flynn fan club.
Have you really?
Because he's a great guy. You get to know him. He's a smart dude. He's an attorney, a former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And I clean this up for radio. But if you talk to him, as he likes to say, you know, we've seen some stuff. So, you know, experience gives you that lens to look through things. And that's why I am a huge fan of Matt. I'm a huge fan of this show, and it's always an honor to be here. So if you haven't listened to the program before, always encourage you to do so, our listeners from 1 to 3. And if you ever get a chance to see Matt out and about, make sure you say hi. Matt Flynn, a great guy. He'll be here as the guest host of The Devil's Advocate coming up at the top of the hour. But great to be in. Welcome your phone calls. I think, Nate, people are out already celebrating the Labor Day weekend.
I mean, it's the Friday before. You can't blame them too much. Right, but, right. You know, as you're out on the boat, you can tune in still.
Exactly. You could still be informed and entertained. We had fewer calls in our show, too. But that's fine. But we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789, phone lines are open. All callers are welcome. All viewpoints listened to here on Matt Flynn Direct. Before the break, talking about this issue that Matt and I have both talked about here on his program and I on mine, of the Alabama Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is single-handedly, because of the goofy rules in the U.S. Senate, they're allowed to do this. And as Matt has pointed out, a lack of a spine, quite frankly, on both the Republican and the Democratic side. There's no spine here to step up and say, look, we're not going to allow this. They continue to let these old rules of the institution continue, which allows for one U.S. senator to hold up all these nominations. And now, we are now, well, technically under a month, but the last day of September, the term for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, will expire. And unless Tuberville gets off of his soapbox, or unless Schumer or McConnell grow a spine, it's not going to be pretty, because we're going to have a vacancy for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I want to go to this article in The Hill, written by Kathy Roth Duquette, opinion contributor. Headline, and this is a great headline, by the way. Our military is being held as political hostages. Opens up as, quote, imagine this, one person wielding arbitrary power over 1.5 million military family members. But surprise, it is not the president. It's Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. His move to block more than 250 officer promotions not only robs the military of valuable talent, it's left two military branches and now three leaderless. The Marines, without an official chief for the first time in 164 years, and the Army. And now add the Navy to that as well. The consequences are far-reaching, impacting those who defend our freedoms. But don't take it just from me, the author says. Quote, we will lose talent because of those challenges, unquote. That from General Charles Q. Brown Jr., who told Congress about the hold's impact on military families. He is slated to be our next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, appointed by President Biden, if and only if Tuberville lifts his hold. But that's just one takeaway, and overlooks a more critical point. Spouses and families of service members play a significant role in their partner's service and decision-making. And Senator Tuberville's promotion blockade will have a dire ripple effect on our nation's recruitment and retention crisis. Get this, 37% of active duty families are likely to recommend military service. That is down from 55% less than a decade ago. The author of this article, who happens to be a Blue Star family, says people tell us they love military service, but lifestyle challenges and lack of trust for civilian leadership undermine their willingness to recommend it to others. Author says, as the co-founder of Blue Star Families, she says she's heard poignant stories from spouses about the impact of these holds. And that brings us to the interview I did with Brigadier General David May up at Volk Field a couple of weeks ago. He is the general, the adjutant general of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Great guy. Great American, as all our men and women in uniform are. And I was very careful because, as we said, active duty military people cannot be perceived or be involved in partisan politics. They try very hard to distance themselves from that. So I was careful how I asked this question. I set it up, and I said, look, General, I know that you can't speak to the politics of what Senator Tuberville is doing down in Alabama and in D.C., but speak to what this means in reality for the men and women on the ground, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the United States, in terms of the impact Tuberville's actions have on our U.S. military. This is Brigadier General David May. Nate, if you please.
Absolutely. So the challenges with not getting those nominations and confirmations done at the top level really trickles all the way down through the ranks, because I think we're into the hundreds now.
Yeah.
So just like with any organization, when you frustrate the succession plan, which is very deliberate, and of course in the military we do a very good job to vet and decide on who we advance in rank, but having that succession plan essentially disrupted from the very top all the way down, even into a state Air National Guard level, where we have officers who are awaiting confirmation on eligibility lists to be promoted, and everything in between is held up. And then that trickles down even further. So as you move an organization forward by appointing new leaders, somebody needs to come in behind everybody that moves. So as you can imagine, it's not just the tip of the pyramid. It's eventually perhaps all of the pyramid.
General Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. So don't take it from me, a radio talk show host. Take it from someone who has the uniform on currently and who oversees our men and women here in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Air National Guard. As the general pointed out, it's not just these now hundreds of people in higher level positions. It trickles down to all the families, whether or not a kid is going to start K-12 school in a different community, whether or not somebody's kid is going to be in a different university, the movers that you have to get involved. All of that is a factor in these people's lives, these fellow American lives. And Tuberville, one U.S. senator from Alabama, is holding all of this up. Talked about the next person who President Biden appointed to be the next joint chairman of the chief of staff. It is Air Force General Charles C.Q. He goes by C.Q. Brown Jr. Great distinguished American, knows China inside and out, knows Russia and the threat to Ukraine inside and out. But unless Tuberville knocks this off, there will not be a Joint Chief of Staff. That position will be vacant come October 1st. And also of historical nature, I might add. And good on Joe Biden by appointing the general, Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., who happens to be black. It will be the first time that we have a black or African-American Joint Chiefs of Staff since Colin Powell was appointed back in 1989. Had the privilege of meeting Colin Powell one time. Really great guy. Really funny guy, and knew the military inside out, came up through the ranks. And whether you agree with all his politics or not, you cannot argue that Colin Powell loved the military, loved the personnel of the military, and did a great job. It'll be the first time, by the way, if Tuberville knocks this off, it'll be the first time that we have had the Secretary of Defense, who is now Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who would be General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., both those positions being held by black Americans. First time in history if it happens. So good on Joe Biden for making history there. What do you think of this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on your thoughts on this. Because I think most of us as Wisconsinites, whether we've served or not, there's somebody that we know, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt, a brother or sister, a cousin, a neighbor. There's somebody that we know who has worn or currently wears the uniform. And what Tuberville is doing is sinful. It really is. It's petulant, it's small, and Matt's right. He deserves to be called Tommy Tuberville because what he's doing is tubing the lives of all those military men and women who do the ultimate job of putting on the uniform and putting their lives in danger so that we can all enjoy the freedoms of being an American. I want to move on to another topic here before I remember Matt Flynn is going to join you at the top of the hour. He is guest hosting for 2 hours. The Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dahmer off. Matt Flynn will be in live at the top of the hour, taking you to the front lines of history. I want to get into this topic next of election workers. Another topic that Matt and I agree upon and talk about frequently. Because as we enter 2024, well, we're already in the election cycle, right? But as we start looking at elections, one of the ways that Republicans, the extremists, not all, as Matt is also quick to point out, it's not everybody who goes and votes for your county clerk that happens to be a Republican. I'm not talking about those people who vote Republican. I'm talking about the people, the mega people, the people at the top who are part of the Trump organization, the Trumpsters, all right? These people understand that their agenda, their policies that they currently hold, things like a national abortion ban, all right? As it turns out, that's not real popular with most women. Funny how that works, right? I don't mean to make light of it. I'm just saying, to me, it's so absurd that it almost becomes humorous that Republicans think they can run on a national abortion ban and be elected. So they know their policies don't work. So in order to win a statewide or national election these days, they're so small that instead of having policies that connect with people or a majority of people, some of these folks, some, not all, some, are going after our election workers. And it's something we have to talk about. It's something we have to be aware of. And it's something we have to stand up against. There's a great Associated Press story today. Headline, election workers have gotten death threats and warnings that they will be lynched, according to the U.S. government. More than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by a Justice Department unit trying to stem the tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. I mean, come on. These are our friends and neighbors. These are retired school teachers. These are fire department people. Cops who are retired. Some people are not retired. They take a day off and they work at our polls. This is sick. We're going to talk about it more on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Matt Flynn Direct.
The number when I was young.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies, overnight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 64. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 86. Lows level off around 70. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from network news, a weather update, and then the Devil's Advocates. Not Crudy and Dom. Dom is apparently waxing Crudy's boat. They're going to go out on the lake this afternoon. I'm not sure. But here's the good news. Our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn himself, will be guest hosting the Devil's Advocates for 2 hours, from 4 until 6. So get ready for that. Todd Allball in, normally with you from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. And I have the high honor and privilege for being the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct this afternoon, talking about this issue that Matt and I both feel passionately about, and that is the protection and the critical necessity of our election workers in free and fair elections. This Associated Press story out today, actually it was yesterday, that more than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by the Justice Department, trying to stem this tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. What are your feelings on it? Lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All views welcome, all callers taken, lines are open. Government employees, according to this AP story, government employees are being bombarded with threats, and even in normally quiet periods between elections. Secretaries of state and experts are warning that some point to former President Donald Trump and his allies' repeated and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. This is important. We continue to hear this, even last week in Milwaukee. Do not listen to these people who are still claiming that the 2020 election was somehow stolen or illegitimate. It was not. There have been reporters, there have been organizations of both the left and the right, and even Major Garrett from CBS News, the chief Washington correspondent, wrote a book about it called The Big Truth, kind of a takeoff on The Big Lie. And in his reporting, they have found that the 2020 election may be the most secure and accurate in our nation's history. But yet these Trumpsters are still peddling these lies. And now we have people who are going after election workers. And we saw this in down in Georgia. Finally, Rudy Giuliani lost in civil court. He's going to have to pay these two workers that he intimidated back in 2020. But this kind of crap is still going on, and it could be a threat to our elections in 2024. Critical that we stay abreast of this and call it out. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We had a caller on the line, but like my big fish on the fishing spree, it got away. But here's a big fish that did not get away. We're going to bring him in now because Matt Flynn is like a stallion horse. He is ready for the race, even ahead of start time. Let's bring him on, the host of Matt Flynn Direct, our friend Matt Flynn. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. It's good to be with you, Todd. As always, my friend, my good friend, and also a wonderful host and co-host. So great to be on. the last few minutes of your show right now.
Well, it's your show. I'm just guest hosting. It's a pleasure as always. Matt, you've talked about this so much, and I want your perspective as a former chair of the Democratic Party, but also as an attorney. I mean, this is just the epitome of sickness, isn't it? Going after these men and women in our communities throughout Wisconsin who are election workers.
Well, it is. And you know something, Todd, almost everybody who's listening to your show right now, everybody who's listening to us has voted somewhere in Wisconsin. Think of where you go in to vote. It's typically elderly ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They look forward to it. They make a few bucks for the day. They're scrupulously honest, scrupulously honest. You know they are. They keep track of things. If anything has to be taken down to municipal buildings for hand counting or whatever, they do it. You know it. You know it. And what the people that are doing, and this, well, you know when this started. Mm-hmm. The last time this happened in our politics was during the Civil War, when people just went to blows. But what started when Donald Trump, when he ran in 2016, said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. And then he said that with protesters, if anybody beats them up, I'll pay their criminal lawyer fees. And he ridiculed the press, and they had to have guards to go out to their cars. It started. Then during COVID, you know, a lot of healthcare workers, a lot of health inspectors got death threats. Right now, it's endemic in our society, Todd. Yeah. And now it's spilled down to this. It had been Jack Smith, the prosecutor, had to sell his house, and he's in basically witness protection. He's a prosecutor with his family. And now it's spilled down. And my fear, and then I would really love your reaction. My fear is that what's going to happen is a lot of these elderly, beautiful folks are going to go, hey, you know, they're in Ladysmith or they're in Kiwaska. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, I don't need this.
Right.
I don't need this. And they're trying to basically blow up elections.
I totally agree with you. And again, I'm a former Republican. You're a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. This is something we totally agree on. That I used to tell people when I worked in politics, look, when I represent my boss, I'd say, look, you might not feel the same as I, but go vote, because that's democracy. We have to participate in our democracy. And you're exactly right, Matt, that as these people get intimidated, they say the hell with it. What's going to happen is you're going to have fewer election workers, which is going to slow down election day voting, which is going to, in my opinion, disenfranchise people, because they're going to go, I don't want to wait 5 hours to vote. And they're going to leave. And I think that's part of the goal, Matt.
It absolutely is. And, you know, you have people in their 60s and 70s, ladies and fellows, and they always look forward to it. It's kind of social. My mom was a poll worker here in Milwaukee a long time ago, and she looked forward to it. It was a really interesting thing. But if you have these haters, you know, people that are threatening them, and in some cases, death threats and certainly violence, they're not going to do it. And if they don't do it, that's part of the objective, is to disrupt elections. And this is a tactic that was used in autocratic societies around the world. And unfortunately, it's coming to the United States right now.
If only, Matt, we had like, I don't know, $4 billion surplus in our state treasury, and maybe we could pass some legislation to protect our election workers and actually make sure that we have enough people. If only that was an option, Matt.
Yeah, but you couldn't have a gerrymandered legislature do it. That's the problem.
Matt, what's coming up on Deviled? What have you got next hour for us?
A lot of great stuff, and stuff you will not believe on Trump, and frankly, some words from Henry Kissinger about the Ukraine war that I really think are significant. And not only that, what's happening here in Wisconsin with Janet Protasiewicz. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Really looking forward to it.
I can't wait. We've got about a minute left. I want your quick take on this, and more on the other side, I'm sure. But what do you make of all this bickering back and forth in the Supreme Court right now, these emails that were revealed? I'm fine with what the liberals did. I think they could have peddled it better. But look, I mean, you know, the conservatives are getting their comeuppance.
Well, that's right. And they did the same thing when they had the majority. And this is really only restoring the court. I clerked for one of the greatest justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who went to the Seventh Circuit, Tom Fairchild.
20 seconds.
And back then, yeah, Republican and Democratic judges got along. They were friends. They played poker. They went out for a beer.
A great poker player himself. Do not go anywhere. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. Matt Flynn, direct on the other side. Have a great afternoon, Matt.
Thank you. Same to you, Todd.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.